morning. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. My goodness, can it get any stormier than that with that song, George? Not only that, this is April 25th here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, the local flavor with Ken and George y El Gato Loco. Good morning there, Ken and George. How's it going, brothers?
You know, one of the greatest things about being in Grant County is we don't have any serious air pollution, especially today.
Right.
Where did that come from anyway?
Well, you know, things happen around the world and in the nation that every now and then they make me feel really grateful that I'm living here rather than in some city where there's a serious problem with air pollution.
Right. Washington, D.C., you know.
Do you guys have
like New York.
I know. There's a lot of other different kind of pollutions in the courtroom, you know?
Yeah, well,
yeah, there's a little bit.
There's just a little bit.
You know, Neil Gorsuch, who's a Supreme Court justice, his mother was the head of the EPA when Reagan was president. And, you know, she did everything she could to try and destroy it. She cut the budget by about 20%. And she also worked really hard on cutting back on Clean Air Act regulations.
Clean Act, well.
You know, and since he's been on the Supreme Court, he's already voted with the majority in restricting the EPA's regulation of clean air. You think this is a coincidence?
Oh, my goodness. Well, didn't they just that that they're going to be carbon-free probably by 2032, did you read that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say 3220.
No, 2032, well.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking this morning that, you know, they're doing that thing about presidential immunity, and somebody should point out that if they say that presidents are immune, that means if they do that, and then that means the next president, if they don't like somebody on the Supreme Court, they can hire some, you know, a SEAL team to not knock him off.
A hitman, I know.
You know, somebody should mention that to them before they get too far on this.
Well, there's other good news, Arizona. We can talk a little bit about that later on. But you know what? We need to bring in old Luke. Luke, I am your father. Luke Coing from the Gila Wild.
I think that Luke is a guy who's really in favor of clean air.
No, I don't think so. I saw him smoking a cigar there at Earth Day. No, I was just joking, Luke.
Yeah, I was caught red-handed. Yeah. Hey, good morning, folks.
Yeah, Luke the King.
Man, let me tell you, man, that was a lot of fun there at the park, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. It's one of the biggest days of the year. It was much bigger than last year, it felt like. Amazing weather.
Yeah.
Man, you couldn't ask for, and I couldn't believe those were 90 vendors.
Wow, that many.
So that turned out great. And did you ever get to see the fashion show by any chance?
I must have missed it. I was just wheeling and dealing, passing out stickers and getting people to sign up. I probably met 500 people.
It's neat because I have that that water bottle that it's made out of aluminum, not plastic there, Ken, and I have it in my office. Everybody wants that bottle. I said, no, that's mine. Then you check out my original Continental Divide.
Yeah, it's really cup. Nice. Yeah.
I've had that thing forever, and it's been great.
Yeah, right. It was before they even had the Continental Divide.
Before you know, it's not every day we see you bring that in.
My boss, you know, her, Misty, don't say it, George.
Does all the work.
Oh, stop it. Matter of fact, she's doing a great job, man. She's doing a phenomenal job. We just got evaluated by the state, and let me tell you, man, they're asking us every question you can imagine, and she's delivering, so it's turned out just great. So I had to buy her a coffee this morning, so I said, I'll have one myself. So even though Luke has his coffee this morning, huh?
Yeah, well, I got some tea here. Got it from Javelina down the road.
Oh, good.
What kind of tea? Javelinas!
Yes.
What kind of tea is it?
It's just English breakfast, I think. Yeah, it's really good.
I wish I could drink tea. I just
I have some green gunpowder here.
Oh, so. I'm a tea person. I
Me
love
too,
it.
Yeah.
I just cannot drink tea. I never have drank tea. Just don't like the taste of tea.
It was tea. Weird. Do you know how many different kinds of tea
I know,
are?
I know.
You know,
if you could drink the nastiest thing called Postum, have you ever drank that? Oh, my gosh. Well, yes. We had to drink it because, you know, we were brought up because it had no caffeine or anything. It was called Postum.
I know
is. You know what it is?
Yeah.
That is a nastiest drink you could ever have.
It is. I know.
But, you know, it is what it is. But, Ken,
Did they let you drink Coca-Cola?
Nope, no Coca-Cola, nothing with anything with caffeine, no.
Yeah, because I know I've known some LDS people that would drink Coke, but they wouldn't.
Once they bought the company?
Yeah.
Or they had invested. But, no, check this out. What a weekend, man. We had Earth Day. We had the Continental Divide. We had the Fireside. Then we had the big old shindig down at the Murray Hotel with the Big Ditch Crickets. Matter of fact, I really had a good time. I danced. Boy.
Yeah,
the do-si-do or do-si-do or whatever you want to call it, man.
It's a do-si-do. It's just a move.
Man, let me tell you, it was a lot of fun. I bet you where were you at after?
I was resting after.
You were knocked out, I know. I was talking to Teresa. Yeah. I was talking to Teresa after Saturday morning. I said, hey, man, how long did you stay at the Toad? Because once I did my introductions, the speeches and everything, I went home and went straight to bed because I knew I was going to have a long day. She goes, Raul, I was already in bed by 9 o'clock. Tell you, it takes a lot out of you.
Oh, it does, yeah. I was at the last radio fundraiser, though, at the Murray Ballroom, and that was tons of fun.
Yeah, they are.
I'm telling you, I that's the first time I really, well, I did it a while back where, you know, Carol Ann Fregali, when she does the calling.
Yeah.
Man, it takes somebody special to do that.
Well, yeah, no.
I couldn't do it.
Carol's really, really good at it.
Yeah, she's truly amazing. Yeah,
George really was there, is. Man. George was, boy, he looked sharp. He looked great. He looked awesome.
Yeah, just as usual.
As usual?
Yeah.
And then Luke, man, I'm so glad. I mean, let me tell you, did you make it to any of the hikes?
I did, yeah. Actually, I led one of the hikes. So on Sunday, we had a group go from TJ Corral Trailhead up the Little Bear Trail down Little Bear Canyon to the Middle Fork of the Gila. So that was tons of fun. We had, I think, 7 people out there with us. And we took a visit to the Middle Fork of the Gila, which, of course, is, you know, part of the final remaining undammed main stem river in New Mexico. So that was really special, seeing it in full form. The cottonwoods are totally leaving out down there. Spring is springing. It was fantastic weather. It was amazing. It was beautiful.
Well, let me just ask you. Let me back up a little bit. I'm going to sound like George here, you know. Where are you from, and what are you doing here, and what is your position?
Yeah, who am I?
Who are you?
So these are all great questions. So my name is Luke Koenig, and I live here in Silver City, and I work for New Mexico Wild as the Gila grassroots organizer.
Grassroots organizer?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty happy about that, aren't you there, Ken?
Yeah, I used to do landscaping stuff myself.
you're a landscaper, the grassroots. Hey, when we have our Berlitz baseball, can you take care of our field?
Yeah. I'll do like I did at the War College. I'll just...
You're not going to go there.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he's going to be one of the players, man. I'm telling you. That is gelling, man. That is getting put together. So we are really going to have a great time. And we got the okay by the town council for the beer garden with open space.
Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, you got to say, Alexa, man, let me tell you, she puts things together.
Heck yeah.
And the frozen rope.
Yeah.
It's going to be the frozen rope drink, and I think it's a lager or an ale.
Yeah, all right.
And that's actually the drink for Berlitz baseball called the frozen rope.
Frozen rope.
Yeah, you know what the frozen rope is, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You do.
You told me the other day what it was.
And then you don't know any baseball term, do you?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what a shortstop is. I think it's
physically
smaller than other people that's trying to stop up your drain or something.
Man, I'm really excited about baseball. But the frozen rope is actually a line drive.
Yeah.
When you hit a frozen rope, it's just like I practice trying to hit frozen ropes every other day at my house. But so that's the name of our
sometimes our hose gets frozen and it breaks pretty easy.
Oh, stop it. So you're actually with the Gila Wild, huh?
with New Mexico Wild.
New Mexico Wild, yeah. And they have an Arizona Wild. They have a New Mexico Wild. Is that correct?
Yeah, two different organizations. I used to work for Wild Arizona, so they do really similar work. And then since moving over here to Silver City, I lucked out and I got my current job with New Mexico Wild. So we are a statewide conservation nonprofit. We do lots of things all around the state, but what we really do that ties all of our work together is we seek meaningful protections for the wildlife, wild places, and water in the state. And we do that through lots of different ways, primarily including campaigning for better protections. So in this area, what that looks like right now, what our top priority is trying to get a wild and scenic designation in place for the Gila River. So that's something that this community has been working on and leading for really about a decade now. That kind of evolved naturally out of the previous successful blocking of the attempt to dam the Gila. And out of that grew this big grassroots movement to put this permanent system in place called a wild and scenic designation, which is the only federal law that permanently prevents a river from ever being dammed. So that's what I do basically, is I'm just trying to kind of keep that momentum going now that we have the legislation in Congress, try to continue to build support for that and uplift all these community voices that have been really leading that campaign for the last decade. So that's basically my job. That's what I do. That's what New Mexico Wild does in this area.
Boy, let me tell you, that damming of the Gila has been going on for years and years and years. And I'm so glad that, George, they haven't succeeded to dam the Gila.
Well, it cost us, what, tens of millions of dollars.
It was crazy because after all the attorneys, you being an attorney, you probably was happy about all that. They probably spent about $7-8 million just on attorneys before they even did anything.
Actually, it was engineers mainly.
Well, mainly. Okay. And all right. Sorry, George. I didn't mean
that. No, but that's
I didn't mean to send very loyally answered.
I didn't mean to send you to New York or anything like that there, George, but it's okay.
Actually, I am sure that there are hundreds of lawyers out there who are crying because they didn't get in on the action as much as the engineers did.
No, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
but one of our former Congress people, his son was very involved with that. So,
when I moved here, I got to go out to Box Canyon and hear a presentation about what they were planning on doing, and I was privileged to drive out there with a guy who is retired from farming in North Dakota, who'd been paying the fees associated with irrigation from dam diversions. And he was just basically going off the rails. He said, nobody understands how much it's going to cost the farmers if this thing goes through. This is all just a gigantic pack of lies by people who really have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
Right.
And that was coming straight from a guy who really understood the economics of the whole thing.
Despite that woman in Deming who was really pushing for the diversion, people kept pointing out what would be the cost.
And when you want to start thinking about the real cost of that, all economic arguments to the side, of course, in this case, it was economically ludicrous as well. Right. When you start thinking about the cultural cost, when you start thinking about the spiritual cost, the recreation cost, the ecological cost of losing a free-flowing river, that is where it is just a catastrophic loss, especially when you put it in the context that there are over 400 major dams already in the state of New Mexico, leaving only one single river, the Gila, left. And when you only have one free-flowing river left, it just is incumbent upon all of us to ensure that we do everything we can to protect it.
To protect that.
Raul, we had a guest on here a while ago. And you might remember a young lady who thought that it was a good idea to have political violence at the roundhouse. who came in and said when Elephant Butte was low, oh, what we need to do is to create more concrete irrigation ditches. You know, a brilliant solution.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've just been, you know, New Mexico's rivers in general at the top of the most endangered rivers report.
Yes.
Right now.
And that's, yep. I mean, and people really have to start thinking the way Luke is thinking.
Absolutely. That's why we have him here.
Overall, for the water use management in New Mexico, there's got to be some way of reducing the water requirements for soil. One of the things you can do is regenerate the soil and have greater moisture
retention.
That's where people really need to be looking. And if they do, you know, this is an industry which would be very beneficial for our area, because we have the means and the resources to help soil regeneration in that way.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Luke? Being part of the Continental Divide, being part of the Earth Day, well, that's your main thing, you know, Earth Day. And here we are at the New Mexico Wild. Let me ask you this. You're also a non-profit, am I correct?
Yeah, I work for New Mexico Wild, which is a non-profit.
It is a non-profit. Are you going to be participating at the Give Grandly this year?
We are not participating in the Give Grandly this year, no.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be missing that day because I have a big weekend in Tucson, Arizona. But, I guess there's over 60. How many, George, they're going to be having?
To be honest, I don't know. It's more than 60.
Yeah, it's over 60. But that's great that, you know, being a nonprofit and so on. What are the plans and ideas, you being part, you know, being involved in Earth and Continental Divide and everything? Any other plans that are coming down the pike?
Yeah, there's tons of stuff coming up. So first of all, just, yeah, thank you to Gila Resources Information Project, who really led the planning for Earth Day, and thank you to the Continental Divide Trail Coalition that led the planning for the concurrent trail days. We had that, you know, double event, two events in one day. It was an amazing time for the community. I was really glad to be there. And it's not going to stop there. You know, we're just getting started. So, you know, coming around the corner, we have all of these different celebrations for the Gila Centennial.
The Centennial, that's right. That's a big one down the pipe.
Right.
Yeah, so New Mexico Wild is working on that. The Forest Service is working on that. Many other local groups are working on that. GRIP and UGWA. We have Wild Earth Guardians, all of these different groups, probably like 20 different groups, if not more, both locally and around the state, are going to be throwing lots of big parties and events. And I think, you know, one of the most exciting things coming up is going to be this speaker series. So we're going to be bringing in some really just, you know, top-notch speakers that week leading up to the 1st, leading up to June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st is the actual event down at the park, and the 2 days before that we'll be actually having the speakers and the movie series. And, man, it's going to be neat.
It's going to be amazing. And, you know, this just in, so some folks might be hearing about this one for the first time, but we're also going to be putting on with some folks over in the Glenwood area a country dance to kick off the Centennial Week. And that is going to be at the Glenwood Pavilion on Saturday, May 25th, starting at 7 p.m., which is also the same weekend as Blues Fest. So if you want to kind of hang out here for Blues Fest and get all the blues out of your system, and then you want to take a step out into the country for some country dance, we got that for you. So please join us out there. It's going to be a country dance. And to hear more about that. Which country? That's a great question. I don't know if we figured that one out yet.
I mean, you know, because, I mean, we could be doing Zapateados and stuff, you know. Yeah, because I also have a question eventually.
Yeah.
If you get to about the Supreme Court Sackett versus EPA.
Yeah.
How that was one of the main reasons that, you know, more arid states are having a really big problem. beginning protections for the rivers.
Yeah, that really had an outsized effect on New Mexico's waters. That's one of the main reasons why New Mexico really has some of the most endangered waterways left. That really took away protections for basins such as the Members Basin, where we get most of our water from living here in Silver City. So there are lots of different groups, including New Mexico Wild and many others around the state and nationally, that are working on different strategies to bring back some kind of protection at the state or other levels. And at the same time, we're trying to find these ways to protect the watersheds that are still protected and that are still intact, including the Gila. So it puts all that work into a little bit more urgency.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Well, we really have to hope that we get a different majority party in the House of Representatives after the next election. We can get that bill through.
Absolutely. And they've been working on it.
Yeah. And maybe we can get Alito to retire. Because I don't think he's ever been in. I don't know if he's ever seen anything besides the Hudson River or something, you know.
Who are you talking about?
Samuel Alito.
Maybe he watched the Cuyahoga River when it was on fire.
Right. Maybe that's what he was doing,
Hey, talking about fires, you know, our second consecutive day on red flag warnings.
Oh, yeah.
That's likely to keep on having, you know, a lot more, you know, if it doesn't rain pretty soon, you know. Can you please tell the listeners about going out into the wilderness, you know, during the red flag warning? And especially now, you're looking at the hikers. They're heading on out there on the Continental Divide, you know, for doing the major hike all the way to Canada. And we probably had about 700-800 hikers going to be coming through.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, you know, I think hiking during red flag days like this, the most important thing is just know before you go, you know, if you have service, if you're passing through town, if you're a through hiker, or if you live in the area, or if you're visiting, you know, before you head out, just check the forecast and make sure you're aware of what the, you know, what the hazards are, and make sure that you have a plan to get out. So make sure you know, what that trail is that you went in on, if you can go back easily, if you can go out a different trail, and just kind of be prepared for that. That's really all you can do. In general, you know, it's still fine to go hiking. Just make sure you know where you're going. Make sure you know how to get out. Make sure you know what the conditions are. And then as things progress, you know, if it becomes a really high hazard day, it might be better just to stay home. So those are kind of, you know, some tips for folks out there that are thinking about hiking in these kinds of conditions.
Boy, you know, and we did get a lot of rain this year. And hopefully the snowpack is really
earlier. But, if you go out to either Gomez Peak or if you go out to Dragonfly, there's not a lot of water on it.
No.
It's really dry.
It is starting to get very, very dry out there. There's still a little bit of snow up high, up in the Mogollons on the north faces and the east faces. It's really beautiful, and that's all starting to what's been melting for, you know, weeks now, but it's really starting to come down now. We're watching the water levels come back up in the Gila and a lot of the tributaries. It's a really magical time to be out there right now. I was just on a backpacking trip up Mogollon Creek last week, and, you know, while we were down there, the lupins, you know, these flowers were just blooming. So each day they were like twice as many as the day before, and we were just watching the world turn blue. And the creek levels were pretty high and just cold and just rushing. And it's all happening, folks. It's spring is here in the Gila. It's time to go enjoy it.
Did you ever, did you make it up to Rain Creek?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. If there's a spot in the world that you got to go check out, it's got to be Rain Creek. And that's when it kind of joins the Gila, Gila River.
Yes.
It is one of the most beautiful sights you've ever seen. We used to hike up there when we were in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the day. Well, that was way, way back in the day. But that was, I'm telling you, we used to camp out there for about a week, right there on Rain Creek up at the Sapio. And we'd actually see where the Gila River joins the Rain Creek. And it was just an amazing sight to see.
Rain Creek is unbelievable. It's so beautiful in there. Yeah, it's just, it's fantastic. It has an energy to it almost. It just feels wild. There's something different about that. And it's funny, you know, everyone I talk to about Rain Creek, they get really excited. And like, hey, you got to go check it out, man. It's crazy.
We were actually camping up on the higher areas and you had to hike down. Uh-huh. And I mean, it must have been about 1,000 feet that you had to hike down just to get to the creek. And talking about exhausting. And then once you get down there, it is just, you're right, the energy is unbelievable there. And talking about energy, Ken.
Yes, sir.
George, Ken, energy, tú sabes, yeah. Con el dinero baila el chango, you know, right, you know what I'm right. talking about, right?
Right.
You know, yeah. Without this radio station, yeah, we'd be like hearing about Rain Creek and the Continental Divide and actually the Earth Day and the blues and the burlesque baseball, y la chancla. Right. We really need some help. On yes, this radio station, yeah. Just like Ken and George.
Yeah, so you could win the International Chancla Champion.
Yeah, well, George, George is signing up for that one.
He is, yeah, because there's a pretty big, they give you a week's supply of free burritos.
Cállate, cállate. No, we really need help on this wonderful radio station.
We do.
You can actually get online and donate money to the radio station, right, George? Yeah,
that's,
Ken?
That's right. You just go to gmcr.org. Stands for Gila Mimbres Community Radio. You just go there, push on the button there that says donate. You can find all kinds of ways to become a member and support this station that has wonderful people like Luke on here and stuff.
Luke.
And, Luke. And cool hand. And and you can also come down here to 519B North Bullard, right at the corner of 6th and Bullard. And we have a postal slot there if nobody's here. And you can put all your money, you know, maybe put your will, in, a copy of your will where you give all your earnings to us if it, because you're getting disgusted with your children who are no longer come to visit you.
Yeah.
And you can say, well, okay, I'm going to give it to the radio station because they've been paid more attention to me than my own children.
And there you go. And Luke, he's actually been a listener for quite a while because – when you
That's
were
right.
when you were hiking, well, I knew you were hiking. You were actually living, camping. You had residency there at the Chiricahua Mountains, and you would actually get the receiving there at the air. And so he'd listen to us down there while he was kicking back in his truck.
That's a true story. That's a true story. The radio is what brought me to Silver City, as I always say. I was before I got really lucky and moved here. I was in Arizona. And I was also working in conservation at the time. I was working for a different nonprofit, and I had a largely field-based job, and I'm kind of like a crazy person, so I thought it'd be great to kind of camp like full-time for that job. So I was camping out of my truck. I have a little camper in the back of my truck, and I would move around and yada, yada. And I'd spend a ton of time in the Chiricahua Mountains because they're amazing. And every now and then I would tune in and I was like, whoa, what is this great radio station? I was be driving around and hanging out in my truck, drinking my coffee. And I was like, man, it's just nothing but the best music, all this local information, just great talk shows. And
then you got George.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
there were a couple really notable exceptions, but.
You know, Raul, it's important to point out Gil Grandley is coming up, and our webpage is live. So
well, they finally get it. Well, it's good. It's
in
live.
In addition to being able to make a donation at gmcr.org, you can help us get to our $500 match by going to givegrandley.org and follow the prompts. You get to GMCR, and you can make a donation there. And you know, we are the only community radio station in the country where if you make a donation, your karma gets turbocharged.
Karma gets
And I just want to assure everyone, if you make a donation at the Give Grandly website, your karma will be turbocharged, just as if you made it at gmcr.org.
There you go. There you go. And let me tell you, man, you hear all kinds of stuff. Voting's coming up in May. Early voting.
Early voting, May 7th.
Still kicking up. Right. We're going to be gathering, getting ready for the centennial come June 1st. Burlesque baseball, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. I mean, we're going to be really talk a lot about that mañana and down the road because that's going to be May 18th. And like I said, the Senior Olympics, it's still going in full swing. I just wish I can do a little bit of running and working out. I'm just too darn busy there, George.
I feel so sorry.
Well, and check this out. Talking about how beautiful being out there with the flowers, I was driving to Tucson this weekend, and it was so green up at the burrows. And you saw the little yellow flowers even getting going over to Arizona. I'm telling you, because of all this rain, it's just, I mean, it's just nice to see all the greenery and everything that's happening right now. And it's a little bit early for the spring. It usually kicks in later on.
Yeah, it's all happening right now. It's happening fast. You know, blink and you miss it. It seems like every couple of days when I drive out to the Gila or one of the major tributaries, it seems like, you know, the leaves on the cottonwood trees are just, you know, weeks past what they were the last time I saw them. And it's just like, you know, you turn your head and all of a sudden it's springtime and all of a sudden it's summer.
Boy, I'm telling you. You know, flash news, you want to hear it, George?
Yes, of course I do.
We did win our doubleheader down in Tucson this weekend. After Earth Day, after all that and everything, I still drove to Tucson and played ball. And guess what? I got a ticket in Lordsburg.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I was busting there right at the highway, and they gave me a ticket. I told them that I knew Ken.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's did it what help? Happened. No, it did not. I still got the ticket.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you brought up sports news. It's important for our listeners to know that Las Vegas beat Dallas last night.
Oh,
and so they're two up in the first round of the Stanley Cup Finals. We want Dallas eliminated right away.
Right, the sooner the better. Anywhere in Texas.
Now, check this out. I got pulled over for speeding in that little stretch where Loves is.
Yeah.
You know, and I always put my remote control, you know, at 45 because I don't want to get busted.
Yeah, but it's 35 right there.
Well, it's 45. There goes from 35 to 45.
Yeah, right.
So he clocked me and he pulled me over. He goes, "Why are you speeding?" And I was on the phone, hands free. And then I told him, and he goes, "Well," I said, "I was on the phone. I was talking business, you know." And then I told him, I said, "Hey, man, you know, really, really, really nice guy."
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, "Well, I'm guilty. What more kids? Well, you're going to pay the ticket here now or, you know, or go to court." And I said,
"Well,
I'm
Mexico,
guilty."
Man.
And I even thanked him. I said, "Well, the only thing I got to say is please listen in and KURU 89.1 FM. And I know Lordsburg has a reception, so I can actually say that I'm donating to the revenue in Hidalgo County." So they were all happy about that. So I even thanked him. Okay, after he gave me the ticket, I said, "Hey, man, thanks for doing a good job." Yeah. So, you know.
Every time I've ever had to deal with the IRS, I thank them. No, I'm serious, you know. Because we, you know, taxes are important things for us.
Oh, my gosh.
The taxes pay so much, you know, for everything, you know. Even helps with the wilderness, you know.
No, well, that's the whole thing, you know. It helps out with the wilderness. I mean, I'm telling you, people don't realize how fortunate we are to live in Grand County with their little backyard, with their little Disneyland back there. And let me tell you, I really had a good time this weekend because we really talked about the, you know, Gila National Forest. We talked about Continental Divide. Luke was out there beating the tambourine, and man, it was a lot of fun.
Yes, I was, yeah.
You know, I paid more than $750 in income tax, so I must be richer than Donald Trump.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Well, lovely. I don't know. Well, the thing is, and one thing that you need to know, you being from, where are you from originally?
Originally, I am from Maryland.
Maryland.
But what part? As a younger person, he's much smarter than I was. He got on the right side of the Mississippi River.
From Maryland.
Yeah. I grew up in Baltimore County, Maryland, went to college in Maryland, and starting summers in college and immediately after college, started working different jobs all over the, you know, Rocky Mountain and Intermountain West, and, you know, slowly started to discover the Southwest and the desert, and then just, you know, my heart has been in the desert ever since, and I just can't leave. And I just keep being drawn back. I tried to leave a couple times, but it was a mistake, and then I lucked into the high desert here, you know, right where the Chihuahua meets the Sonora.
The Sonora, yeah.
Yes, right where the Sierra Madres, you know, meets the Rockies, just about. You know, this incredible confluence of bioregions. It's all happening right here. We got all our fingertips living in Silver City. You know, and not too far of a drive, you can be at the Grand Canyon, you can be down in Saguaro Country, you can be in Mexico, you can be in the Rocky Mountains. We got the Hilo in the backyard for any weekend. We have just so much right here. It's
Lake,
just we're
rivers,
so incredibly
the
fortunate.
Desert,
yes.
The mountains, you yes. got the you know Signal Peak, Meadow Creek. How fortunate we are. Hey, let me ask you, mm-hmm. do you ever work with the Arizona Wild by any chance? Do you communicate with them at all?
I communicate with them. I don't think we have any partnerships coming up for any projects right now. They are also working on some centennial stuff. So maybe that's one point of, you know, intersection right there. I know that they might be doing some trail work and things like that coming up in the Gila. You know, like working for a group like New Mexico Wild, working in conservation in general, you know, everything we do is collaborative, right? I think that's something that's really unique about yeah. conservation. I work more with people from other organizations, probably a pretty large margin, than I do with folks in my own organization. And that's really unique. You know, in conservation, nothing is successful unless we work together. Nothing is successful unless we bond together and collaborate and build partnerships. So all of the time, for my job, I am working with all these different representatives from all these different nonprofits and all these different community members. And when we come together like that is when we're successful, and that's when we're strong, and that's when we can protect these special places.
You know, George, every time I go to Tucson, it was hot this weekend. It was 95 degrees, and it felt like it was – I mean, it was – and I love it. To me, the heat doesn't bother me at all. I mean, those guys, they complain and whatever, and to me – you know, the hotter it gets, the better I perform. You know, you don't hurt anywhere. But, Luke, the thing is they're still adding so many more pecan farms out there. I mean, where – what are we going to do? And there's condos and apartments are being built. I mean, you get right outside of Benson, it's just – I mean, they're just building. I mean, it's probably going to join the Benson – because of you know of all the you know all of all the economic and building housing and stuff like that, man, how are we going to conserve not only in Arizona but New Mexico with all this you know with the water? I mean, we are only limited in how much water we have.
Yeah, what yes. are we going to do? What are we going to do about the pecans?
Well, that's what I mean. I think go out there and send Luke out there with a chainsaw and knock him down or whatever. You know.
Yes, you know the landscape is changing fast. You know, we've seen enormous changes across this landscape, you know, over the last couple of years, over the last couple of decades, mm-hmm. over the last, you know, century mm-hmm. and a half. You know, there's been nothing but constant change out here for many decades now. And because of all of this change, you know, we are, yes, we're gaining certain things, you know, we're gaining lots of, you know, agriculture, we're gaining lots of places to live, we're gaining all these different things, but there's also at the same time there's a lot that's lost. And we need to always be having conversations as communities about, you know, what is worth losing and what is worth gaining. And I think that at the end of the day is what conservation does. You know, that is the kind of conversation we need to have. And I think, you know, in a community like Silver City, in a community like Grant County, a lot of us really cherish things like a free-flowing river. We cherish things like, you know, a wilderness area that is vast and roadless and full of wildlife and all of these beautiful ecosystem processes, you know, full of wildflowers. And, you know, those kinds of things, those things like, you know, wild rivers, those things like roadless areas, they don't just exist anymore on their own. They don't just exist by accident in the face of this kind of development. And it's not to say that development is wrong. It's not to say that, you know, landscapes shouldn't or cannot change. But we do have a certain amount of control. We do have a certain amount of say. We do live in a democratic society. We do live in a small town that talks to each other, that has this amazing local radio station, local newspaper. And everywhere I go, when I'm checking out the food basket, people, you know, ask me what my day is like and what I do for a living and, you know, what I'm going to do this weekend. And we can take advantage of all these opportunities and we can protect the things that matter most to us, even despite these rapid changes happening all around us.
Yeah, we kept the Air Force out of out of the atmosphere above.
There we go.
Yeah.
We did that.
You know, and then you look at, like you were saying, Elephant Butte there, George. I mean, you know, being born and raised here in this community, oh my goodness, how the water levels were back in the days. You know, you're looking at the 70s and 80s on how Elephant Butte, you know, looked like. And you look at it now, it doesn't look like the elephant anymore. It looks like a big hippopotamus, you know. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to roll on the mud. And I mean, it's just so important, you know, that we need to conserve.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I think we're very, very fortunate that we live in a community that has these kinds of hard conversations. We live in a community that cherishes these really important things. And, you know, it's stuff like that has led us to this point where we are almost always successful in the face of these kinds of challenges. You know, like George was pointing out, there was the military overflight threat. Yep. That this community came together around and successfully, you know, defended the Gila from. And, you know, the thing about conservation, though, is that even though we're successful every time in areas like this, or almost every time, the threats never go away. And the military overflights is a great example, because that threat is coming again. So just like in the past, you know, it came from Holloman, well, now there are Air Force bases in Arizona to the west. They're looking at the Gila.
Yep.
And, you know, the moment for action for that has been pushed back a little bit. Basically, we're waiting on some final or preliminary plans really to come from these bases, so that we have something concrete to contest. And, you know, how the government works, things keep getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. But now we're looking at the fall. And everybody in this town is going to hear about it once that happens. And yeah, we're all going to band together again. And you have all these different groups and all these different community members that are going to come together. And we're going to have to once more prevent these really loud and intrusive you know, planes from flying over the Gila, which can affect not only recreational opportunities, but also the wildlife that lives there.
You know, it's quite interesting, because I actually flew the route all the way to the Sapio in one of those little tiny planes, one of those little two-seaters, three-seaters, whatever you call it. Talk about being nervous, man. Oh, wow. I just can't imagine these individuals just flying over the Gila, a couple hundred feet off the ground and so on. It's just a... And just looking at it out there, how beautiful, you know, it's out there. I mean, you know, and then you see these jet planes just going down these canyons and so on. You know, we got to conserve and we got to preserve. That's pretty much what it's all about. So let me ask you, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because you know what, we can prepare ourselves now. You know, because you know it's coming down the pipe, George. You know, we've talked about that.
Yeah, last time they tried to sneak it over.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even hold a meeting here.
Oh, no. They kind of bypass us the whole one. But, you know, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because, you know, we can be prepared now for the next go around, because it ain't going to stop.
No.
So let me ask you to get a hold of you, or to have any kind of, you know, any inputs and stuff like that on what you do. Do you have an office here in Silver City? Or is it out there?
I do.
Cows in your truck.
Well, fortunately, I've upgraded just a little bit. So I do have an office in town. I'm located on College Street Plaza. So that pretty pink stucco building right next to the grinder mill. And I'm upstairs in the back near the parking lot in Unit 14. Sometimes I'm out in the Gila, sometimes I'm at the local radio station, sometimes I'm meeting folks for lunch, so I'm not always there, but I'm generally based out of there, and I encourage folks to come knock on my door anytime. So that's Unit 14 at College Street Plaza, and I can also be reached by my email, which is just Luke, L-U-K-E, at nmwild.org. And we can talk about what's going on in the community and your concerns about conservation and what your priorities might be, in ways that we might be able to come together and help protect this place that we love.
And that's one thing, Luke. What can we do, you know, here being in this community? And I'm not just talking here in Grant County. I'm talking Hidalgo County, Grant County, Luna County. What can we do where we can actually conservation? What would be one of the biggest steps for us to do, to me, you know, water is a very, very important. I was off the grid for 16 years, and I had to transport water. And let me tell you, you transport water for a few years, I'll guarantee you, you'll cut consumption 75%. I mean, you'll reuse that water, wash your hair twice, you know, in a month with the same water. But, you know, and that's what it's all about, because we take it so for granted on water. Just flushing the toilet drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd say, you know, the most important things to do are to stay informed to the best of your ability, and then also to make sure that your voice is heard. Remember that your voice is valuable, and there are often going to be opportunities to tell your story and tell, you know, folks in power, you know, why these places matter to you. And that can be something like showing up to one of these public meetings when, you know, new threats from overflights come. That can be submitting a public comment. So any time that the federal government wants to change anything is a simple sort of think about this. In terms of the management of something like the HELA, there has to be a comment period. And, you know, folks have to listen to that. So make sure your voice is heard. And I'd say reach out, you know, reach out to your elected officials, and that can be at any level. That can be your Silver County, City elected officials, county, state,
or federal, yeah.
And make sure your voice is heard. And it's doing stuff like that for many years. That's the reason why things like the Gila Wild and Scenic campaign is successful. You know, it's not because anybody like me comes on the radio every now and then and talks about it. It's because hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people made their voices heard. It's because business owners, it's because community members, it's because, you know, all these different people with all these different backgrounds said, this is something that I care about. And they signed letters, they signed petitions, they hosted events, they sent emails. And it's doing things like that over many years was the reason why something like the MH Dutch Salmon Greater Gila Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, which is a mouthful, was introduced to Congress. And it's continuing to do things like that. You know, that's going to be the reason why it eventually passes.
You know, the other day – oh, go ahead, George. I was gonna...
you can do more than that too. I mean, a lot of this action is defense, but we can go on the offense in terms of water conservation – soil regeneration. This is one of the best places in the entire United States in terms of being able to create an industry for soil regeneration.
Yes.
All of the leading experts are here. The cutting edge technology is here. You know, Carol Ann and Mike are out there every day, doing their best. And, you know,
and here's the good news there, George. Carrie Ann Fagali, she's actually going to give a presentation in front of the New Mexico County Board of Directors. And let me tell you, that's where it starts. And you know what, Luke, you got to go check that out. I'll give you more details later on. But the other day, it's really nice that we can have a congressman that really enjoys hiking, and he's out there in the wilderness.
Right.
He's kind of like the stealth dude, man. I don't even know when he comes in and whatever, and he goes, oh, that's my escape, man. I don't tell anybody where I'm at. and it's a lot of fun that you know, you hang out with him. He's just such a wonderful, normal human being, and he really cares about the wilderness, the trails, conservation.
Is that why he hasn't come to the station? He's normal?
No, well, because he's normal. I know. If you're not normal, hey, Luke, you're not normal. So it is what it is. And matter of fact, was it this cool, George, where he actually called? He was on the floor at the Capitol, and he actually called in, and we spoke for about half an hour. And he goes, man, I got to go, man. I got to vote about this, you know? And to have individuals that have that compassion to be part of this community, you know, even though he's from Las Cruces and so on. But like I said, you probably have hiked with him before more than I have. And I say, dude, man, come on up, man. I'll make you dinner or something. But he just comes in and out. But having that passion about the wilderness, conservation, that's what it's all about. And if you don't have that compassion, man, you ain't getting anywhere. That's the way I believe.
That's a great way to look at it. And you're referring to Representative Vasquez, of course,
yes.
Right? And, you know, he's been one of the primary champions of conservation in Congress, and we're just incredibly fortunate to have him as our representative here in CD2. And, you know, if it wasn't for him, you know, this legislation that this community cares about, this movement that this community cares about so much to protect the Gila permanently from the threats of dams, wouldn't be where it is today. So we're just always very grateful for his leadership on that and for, you know, really leading the charge in introducing it to the House of Representatives. And, you know, maybe most importantly of all, like you said, you know, we're just grateful to have someone who personally cares.
Yeah,
you
know, I know. Has this Gila compassion, River. Yeah.
And that's just beautiful. It's amazing.
No, it was great. And when we went to the hike to the Hummingbird, and we sat there and spoke, you know, with Teresa Martinez. We had Wild. We had the organization with Trout. And, you know, once you get these organizations talking and getting together, it's a big force. And I think we need to continue to do that. And once again, look at what's going to happen for the centennial. Man, they're all going to get together. They're all going to celebrate what's going to happen in June 1st. And it's just not that day. It's going to carry on until the rest of the year and beyond. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, the most important thing we can do to celebrate something as important as the designation of the world's first wilderness area, wilderness being the highest form of protection for public lands anywhere. You know, what's so unique about wilderness is that, and especially for this area, is that not only did the United States, you know, Wilderness Act of 1964, that was based off of the wilderness in this area. That was based off of the Gila Wilderness. But now, after that, we started to see other wilderness acts around the world be based off of the United States Wilderness Act, which itself was based off of the Gila Wilderness. So it's something that, you know, in this area, you know, we can really, really, really be proud of. And I'm not sure what else we have coming out of, you know, the Grant County, Silver City area that really is the basis for, you know, international forms of legislation.
Well, that's awesome. I'm telling you, George and Ken, we are so lucky to be here. And like you said, you look out the window and it's just a beautiful sight every time we enjoy this wonderful community. And like I said, right, it's so boring here in Grant County. It's unbelievably boring, you know. Go for a hike, right, or something, you know. But
things keep popping up every week.
I mean, every time I
think you got your weekend figured out, and then you look at the calendar and says, well, if I do that, I'm not going to be able to do that.
I know.
Or that.
Or that.
I know.
But you know what, Luke, we really appreciate you coming on board here.
It's always good to see you.
It really is.
Appreciate,
and like
you,
I said,
me on.
I'm, you know, I'm pretty much in communication with Luke, and hopefully that we can actually continue not only have lecture series about the Gila National Forest, but how important, you know, to have the forest. And thanks to the museum, you know, because we're actually going to have some lecture series. I don't like the word lecture. I guess community talks or whatever about the Gila National Forest, gearing in for the centennial and beyond. And hopefully we can have you come up and say a few words down the road, if it'd be all right.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to any time.
And I'm telling you, this is a wonderful radio station, Ken and George, and I know I got some people listening in from even Colorado that I met the other day, and I just want to acknowledge that this is what it's all about, and hopefully that we can have such a safe summer. You know, I know the red flags are out there. Please be safe out there.
That's right. So,
platícame.
All right.
I know. Sure, I mean, every time you look at me like that, I'm kind of saying, man, what is he going to say?
That's probably
where he's going to complain about my dancing or what, man?
It's very worthwhile mentioning that right now.
There you go,
George. New Mexico 15 is closed between 7:30 and noon. It's from the intersection of New Mexico 15 and Main Street Pinos Altos. And to the intersection of New Mexico 15 and New Mexico 35.
And are you helping out in any way from the bike race there, Luke?
No, we're not involved in the bike race this year. I personally support it, though, and you know, I think it's just an amazing event that this community puts on. It's amazing to have so many world-class, you know, bike racers in town right now.
That's great. And I got to acknowledge somebody, if you don't mind. Is that okay? Helping out with the bike race. Matter of fact, we're going to have her on the show later on in a month or two. And she's actually named Sorin Garcia. And she was actually Miss Turquoise. And now she's Miss New Mexico. And now she's going to be Miss Desert Sunset. And she's actually
she got a lot older or something.
Let me tell you, she participated in one of the, I guess it was actually for the 4th of July, took a lot of pictures with her and so on. And she's here in town and she's going to be helping out. So I thought I'd acknowledge her because she's been texting me and I told her, come on, get on the show. But she's real busy helping out with the bike race today. And wow. It's kicking off today.
Yeah, it is. I think actually 35 will probably be either restricted or shut because it goes up there and then they turn, go down 35 today.
35. So. Well, my goodness there, Luke, anything else you'd like to say to the listeners, Los Saboritos? Because, man, we really had a good time this weekend. It was a lot of fun and it's going to get better every weekend from here on.
Yeah, absolutely. It was tons of fun this past weekend. I do have one last thing I'd like to talk about.
Por favor.
So, as part of the centennial celebration, there are a few groups out there that are putting together this star party.
Star party.
Star okay. party over at the Cosmic Campground up 180, about an hour, hour and a half from here. It's going to be this amazing event where all these different really avid amateur astronomers are going to be out with their telescopes looking at the stars. So the Cosmic Campground was actually the first international dark sky sanctuary in North America. We got it right around the corner on 180. Anyways, so there's going to be this big party on June 8th. And we, New Mexico Wild, are helping plan it a little bit. And something we're looking for is volunteers to come help
Always.
Us. Yep. So we still have just a few spaces left. If you want to help with parking, corralling, a whole bunch of guests, serving food, and then also, of course, just partaking in the festivities, looking through telescopes. It's going to be an amazing guest speaker there. Please reach out to me, luke@nmwild.org, if you are interested in volunteering. We could definitely use some help. We're looking for about 10 volunteers total, and we have just a couple spaces left. So please reach out. That's my plug for today. And if you don't want to volunteer, just stay tuned, and then the public registration is going to be available shortly.
Oh, that is awesome. You know, that's kind of cool. You know, I love going to star parties, and I think Ken's going to go to the moon. But, matter of fact, he decided to go to the sun.
He decided
to go to the sun, but guess what? He's going to travel at night.
Yeah.
Ta-dun-ta-dun-ta-dun.
I always travel at night.
Well, this is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, New Mexico. We got Luke Coing. He's actually from the New Mexico Wild, and we're going to take a small break. I didn't mean to throw that at you there, Ken. I know you want to travel, go to the moon, go to the sun at night, you know?
Right. No, I don't go to the sun at night.
Okay, all right.
No,
all right.
I am the sun at night.
Muchas gracias there, Luke. We really appreciate
you being here.
All right, we'll take a small break there. George? And here we are. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico, the best station in the nation. And let me tell you, man, that was quite interesting about the New Mexico Wild. I'm telling you, conservation is what it's all about. And we have our other guests on top of the hours for our other guests. We got Lydia Viegas, Mary Ann Cedillos, and then we have Linda Ortiz, and then we got Jimmy from Miss New Mexico, right? Is that what it is?
That's right.
And you have to say Cedillo.
Cedillo.
Cedillo?
No, no, Cedillo.
Cedillo.
Okay, and then we got Viegas.
Viegas.
And then we got
Ortiz.
Man, I didn't know we were going to have a grammar, you know.
Terry.
Get the names right.
Orale, okay. Can I just say Linda, Marianne, and Jimmy, and Lydia?
You can call me Rosalinda.
Rosalinda, I know.
Really
that's your real name.
Name.
Well, Lydia, you're here. I know that we're going to have a big event coming on the 11th of May for the Fight Like a Girl fundraiser event. Another one, and I promise you that you come on, you know, once a month until the event kicks off.
Yes, it will be May 11th at Fort Baird Townsite at the Fort Baird Little Theater Building.
Fort Baird.
That's where it all happened.
And that's when we're going to be doing a little bit of a hike, huh?
We're going to be doing a walk.
Walk, hike,
a 5K,
run?
5K, You can run if you want, okay. But I know you'll be in your little cart.
I usually let the cart so the newspaper can drive around, take photographs, but I'll probably end up walking it. It'll be kind of exciting. Did you guys already get the route already situated?
We have the route
Talk
situated.
To me. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yes. So we'll see when you can, you know, meet up with us so you can go and we can show you the route. It will be, it's a 5K, and it starts right on the theater building, and, of course, it comes back. But we will be having yoga at 9 o'clock.
So 9 o'clock? And,
yes.
So what time do you guys actually register and everything, Marianne?
We're going to be doing registration at 8:30 a.m. for the actual people who are going to participate in the walk and the yoga, and we would like our vendors to be there early as well, by 8:30, 9 o'clock, no later than 10 o'clock in the morning. Looks like we're going to be having lots of vendors. We get calls every day, so it started off with 3, 4, 5, and I think we're up to 15, 20 vendors and businesses.
Vendors, huh?
Vendors and businesses, yes, sir.
Wow.
So we're excited about that, very excited.
So we got yoga, huh? We got bilingual yoga. Can you explain Linda, bilingual yoga?
Well, bilingual yoga is how we were taught. Our instructor apparently had classes in Mexico, and she had done so. She decided to do bilingual yoga, meaning as she does the moves, she explains, you know, like your pierna derecha, you know, your right leg, your left leg. So she talks it out in English and Spanish, being that she learned. So that's why she calls it bilingual.
Hecho y derecho. Is that what we're saying? Even hecho though I say it's a D-O. Si ni la fregan, man. You know what I mean? But
you know me.
I would do the basic Chicano yoga move right here, you know?
actually, that move that you just made is one of the moves for you to retain your youth and your health. Yes, I was going to say, yeah, that is a very, very good, just a squat and stay squatted like you just did. That's amazing.
Well, he looked like a bearded frog to me when he did that.
We used to do that out in front of the taco place in Taqueria in East LA. And we would sit out there along the fence, you know.
Are you telling me?
Along the fence, along the I would sit there, and we'd all sit there and wave at people, you know, and stuff. And
oh, my God. I was wondering right before the show, you said that your aunts called you Genuto. Yeah. I was wondering where that came from. Well, East LA.
Yeah. Genuto, yeah, that's
in
right.
In East LA, you were over there with Pepe Marquez, huh, in East LA.
Yeah, with all kinds
with
of
great
people.
Music.
Yeah.
Pepe Marquez.
Well, I'm kind of excited.
The Midnighters were the big thing when I was a kid, yeah.
Well, I'm kind of excited about the 5K walk, and I guess you walk, run, whatever you want to do. But is it going to be pretty much in the grounds, or is it going to take it on over to the...
We will not be going off the grounds at all. It is all on the road.
Oh, that's great.
It's all paved, so it'll be safe.
Wow, man, that is awesome. Man, I'm checking out and we'll go over the entertainment in a minute, but... What I'm looking right now is checking out this flyer that you have. See something, do something, fight like a girl, and then it has a breakdown on, and that would be with you, Jimmy, if you would. Classes offered by FLAG, F-L-A-G, and we got self-defense, martial arts, weight training. Man, what is that all about? Weight training?
We have a gym.
We do have a gym. We have a weight room, and it really is about taking care of ourselves on every level, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. Did I say mental? Yeah.
Yes.
So,
well, around here, that word, that word around here is kind of a bad word, it's okay.
Word. Yes. So it really is about getting our physical self into good working order so that we can take care of all the rest of it. Because if our body ain't doing what it needs to be doing, it's pretty hard to do the rest.
And here's one for you there, Ken, a little bit of body shaming. What the world is that, Linda? Body shaming?
Body shaming? You don't know about body shaming?
I have no idea what body
shaming. Does that mean you always look good then, so nobody
orale,
body shames you?
Shame me, man. Orale, I got my tie on.
Well, I'm not certain that it's something that a guy can truly understand fully.
True.
Because you're not lambasted with constant pictures of how you're supposed to look. And if you don't look that way, you don't get to play, or you don't get to belong to certain groups. Or
one of the things that we've noticed, like on the computer, whatever social media you're on, mm-hmm. one of the things, the girls are getting bullied because they are not maybe 5'6", 100 pounds, 110 pounds, and, you know, they wear the latest styles and hair and nails and makeup.
Really?
So yes. And we want everyone to know that everyone is great from the inside out, first of all. If they look a little different than what people are wanting them to look like, well, that's too bad. But as long as they know that from the inside, they're worth a lot more than what you see on the outside.
Wow. You know, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, one of the reasons, one of our young ladies' high school, junior high age, commits suicide comes from body shaming. And it starts young, you know. Most girls, I'm not sure about boys, but all girls want to be included. And when you don't look like everyone else, you get excluded. And the exclusion comes from your looks. And that's how it starts. And then they start, you know, isolating themselves. And then from isolating themselves, then they start, you know, experiencing with other things that causes them to end up where they don't need to end up. So we want to start with them young.
Well, you know, you look at
be proud of who you are and what you look like.
Yeah. Celebrate our differences.
And be proud of who you are and what's going on and exactly. The confidence more than anything else.
That's it.
And that's what it's all
growing
about.
Growing confidence. Yes.
And being happy with exactly.
Well, that's the whole thing.
And what you are.
You can have relationships and you can do this, that, as long as nobody's going to make you happy but yourself. And that's the way I look at it every day. Yeah, I make myself happy every day.
That's very true.
That's a very good place to be.
Let me tell you, I love being there.
That's a very good place to be.
I was talking to Tony Trujillo the other morning because we were talking about because he's going to be participating in the burlesque baseball and everything. I said, man, I've heard many people say, man, I enjoy my life and I enjoy everything that I do. You know, I feel good. I work out. I run. I do get on the radio. George and Ken make fun of me, man. I got the whole package, the man I look at it. But that's true. You know, a lot of it with confidence porque, you know, nowadays, you know, with social media, there is so much bullying going on. And it's be surprised. And we talked about this last time, Lydia, where now the girls in high school and junior high and so on, there's just so much going on and people don't know about it and they're afraid to speak out. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Most kids won't speak out.
And that is another class that we didn't list on that brochure that you were just referring to, Raul. I had experience growing up. I got bullied a lot. It started mostly in junior high. But I live with it, and you don't tell your parents about it.
Oh, yeah, because you're afraid you might get,
Yes. My dad would have just told me, beat him up, and I didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? I'm a girl. You don't fight.
But we did.
Yes, but we did. But we absolutely had to.
Of necessity.
Well, when you got to, because I was in the same boat, because I had different kind of looks, and don't look at me like that, Ken and George. You know, my dad always gave us a flat top. We always had flat tops. And then with these years, I looked like a 55 Chevy, you know, pickup with the doors open. And I got bullied all the time. Stop laughing, Marianne. Stop laughing.
I think it's beautiful because we're talking about body shaming and whatever. That's what you're supposed to do. Celebrate. If you have doors open, you look like you have
doors
open.
Like a 55 Chevy with the doors open. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Celebrate
okay?
it. That's what it's all about. That you can hear well. You can hear well. I need a hearing aid so you can hear well with your ears like that. So be proud of what it is.
I think we better move on from the body shaming. You know, it's really interesting because we actually had some training on CPR. Oh, my goodness. We had the Pinos Altos Fire Department go for the county to do some CPR. I'm telling you, I learned so much. You do an online course, and then they do a actual, and you're really into it. And that's very important because I'm telling you, man.
I don't know what it is now. It's every 2 years.
It's a 2 years, that's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that is another thing that we'll be having classes there.
CPR, Narcan.
Narcan, yeah.
You know, we have the state police bring their little car that they do that the drunk driving simulation.
That's good, yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting.
I can do the drunk driving simulation. No.
So, you know, there's just so much to do.
You know, and you look at actually, I mean, you even have stuff where you're, you know, you do a lot of walking and running, exercising. You even have personal banking, the first-time home buyer. So you guys talk all about this.
My daughter and Alexa Trujillo gave us a real big idea because their youngest daughter is buying a house at the age of 19. We want girls to know that you don't need to get a partner, a spouse. You can buy a home on your own. If yep. you're working, you've got a little account and you've got credit scores and credit, you can do it before you start that other facet of your life, a relationship and a husband and a family. And they gave us the idea for that class. So we're excited about that one. That's really out of the box. So we're excited to get that one going as well.
Boy, not only that, you actually have workforce development classes on FLAG and how to do a resume. And I'm telling you, man, a lot of people don't, you know, these youngsters. I'm not trying to talk bad about them, whatever, but a lot of them, you know, compared to us, when we grew up, man, we had our resumes, we had our application, we wore a suit and tie just to go to an app, you know, to an interview, you know, dress for success. Look yes. at me. Look at me.
You look sharp.
Well, not as good as Lydia. Look at that, man. She has a tie on.
A tie and everything.
Man. Qué bonita. Te miras.
Gracias. Just yesterday, we went to a couple businesses, and I was shocked that even a bank, they gave me change, and they just handed it to me. And I am like, do you remember when they would count back and give you the pennies,
change, yeah.
the nickels, the dimes, the and then count it? Nope, it does not happen anymore. And so we have lots to do, lots to teach.
Even a simple thing like that, I'm counting change, giving change. It's amazing where, you know, a lot of these youngsters no saben.
Yeah. And they depend on computers now. The computer will add it to you. So when... One day when electricity goes down, you know, you can manually open those things. You can still kind of sell and give change, but not when you expect for the computer to tell you the amount. I've been in retail for many, many years. That's not my ball of wax, you know.
No, you have, yeah. And then, you know, here's one you're looking at. We actually took classes for telephone etiquette. I mean, I remember actually, and you remember that, Marianne. We you know, back in the 80s, I'm not going to, you know, age you there at all there, Marianne. But, yeah, we actually had to do that. And public speaking, you'd be surprised. The confidence, like right now, they're having a theater called Frankenstein. These young high schoolers up at the Fine Arts, you get them on stage. It's amazing, you know, for public speaking. You get them on stage for acting. The confidence that you get being on stage.
That's so true. And also, if you've been involved in public speaking, like you and I, Raul, all our lives.
I don't speak very good in public. I really don't.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Right, George, Ken? No. Okay, don't look at me like that.
It is the hardest thing to do, no matter how many years of experience that you have. You still get the butterflies. You still get the nerves. You still, you know, walk pacing and whatever right before you start. So we're just going to let them know that that's part of it. But once you're up there, let it go. And let loose.
And, you know, be surprised. It does a lot of training. A lot of times, you know, you work with your voice. You work with you know, how to articulate your words and so on. And it is a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of fun. And I really enjoy doing it. But it's quite interesting because you're actually working with workforce development here with Ashley Roller. I mean, she's actually runs the branch here. They just had a job fair there at the university. Matter of fact, a couple days ago, and pretty much what we're talking about is what's been going on. So that's great. Leadership skills, job shadowing, whatever happened to job shadowing? They don't do that like they used to.
Remember, Raul, back in the 80s, we used to have 90s. We had co-op students at the what we call them from the high school, where we're hoping to bring those partnerships back. For the students, especially the seniors that only have to go to school half a day and they can work half a day. And either the county was paying them at the time or we would find funds somewhere. So hopefully we can start doing that and we can have them select where they want a job shadow.
And Jimmy, one of the things is, man, get these people to go to work. I mean, a prom in hand, man, they'll show up for a little while and they get to work. They'll work for about a week. You won't see them again.
You might have the body there, but they're not present. They don't apply themselves. They don't give in 100%. Most of them are on their phone. They're not dressed appropriate. Going to a restaurant, and back in the day, they'd come and fill up your cup of coffee, and you'd get mad because there's like you had to doctor it up all over again. Now you have to like, hello, anybody? I'm here. Can I get some more coffee? And it's a bother. No one's happy doing their job. And I just feel like if you're going to, if you're going to wash dishes, give it 100%. Nobody wants to eat off a dirty plate, right?
Exactly.
So that's what it is. It's just, love what you do. And it doesn't matter what you do. And like you said, Raul, if you like yourself, you are going to like other things and everything else. So that's what I think.
That's pretty much with the drive. Yes, Miss Linda?
No. Miss, you said love Miss, yourself. I just wrapped my arm around
I know. I saw that.
I
saw
love
that.
Myself.
You love yourself, Linda?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go back on actually the fundraiser event. So there's going to be what I'm really going to be excited at 11:30 to 2:30. We're going to have the tacos pastor, and that I know we can't say how much it is per plate, but I'm telling you that's going to be a treat and a half. And
yes.
You know who's going to be making them.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up on making tacos. I blew it making tacos the other day. I don't know what happened. They were the worst tacos in the world. So I ain't doing
it. Was your heart in it?
No, I was in a hurry. I had a meeting, and I had to get home. And here's Billy home all day. And then I had to come home after a hard working day, sweating, working out, everything. And then I had to go home and make dinner. What do you think about that?
How can you mess up tacos?
I know.
What a good husband.
I know.
The way it is for most women every single day.
That's my
best tacos, huh?
Well, I got the best myself, but that day I blew it. And now we're going to have tacos pastor, man. That's, wow. Can you explain what that is there, Linda?
Tacos al pastor. Well, I understand. I've only had them one time, actually officially, from the guy who's going to cook them, which is Carlos Villegas. It's pork. It's pork meat, I guess. Isn't it pork?
I don't know. I don't cook.
It's pork.
I was raised in a restaurant, and so I am just lucky that my husband loves to cook. So
yes.
I don't want to know, so I don't have to make them.
So all I know is there's a little trick into the sauce once the pork is made, and he throws it finally in the disco. It's some sauce made with pineapple. I believe it also has pineapple. Lots of spices and whatever, but I'll tell you, it's magnificent. I will always order tacos al pastor in any food truck because I know what it tastes like now.
And that's after the walk and everything, so we'll be really...
Mm-hmm. We'll be hungry.
We'll be hungry.
We'll be thirsty.
We'll have sopaipillas. We'll have
fruit
cups. We'll have nachos. Yes, and we'll have plenty of prizes to give away. And we want to thank our community for helping us. They have donated so much for us to give away lots of prizes.
Boy, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about, and I am so grateful.
Yes.
So grateful that we have had a very good community support.
And that's what it's all about this wonderful community, man. When something happens, I mean, look at what happened in the park this weekend, man. They had Earth Day, they had the Continental Divide Coalition, they had the Fireside, then they had the fundraiser for the radio station, right, Ken? And I know we're going to be getting close to the bottom of the hour, and, fundraising is what it's all about, especially with this radio station. So go ahead, Ken, let it be known on how we can make some dinero, como si decía Linda, con el dinero baila el chango, ¿verdad que sí? Vámonos, Or like Dr. Rosser, man, we need more money. We need more money.
Yeah, and you know, when it's all for the money, we'll dance like monkeys, man.
Someone once said, oh, for the money, honey. Oh, for the money.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh boy, I was going to say something about what's happening in New York, but I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. Go right ahead there, Ken.
All right. So you're listening to KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, New Mexico, and on the web at gmcr.org. And if you'd like to become a member of this station, relax. Speak more slowly.
Mellow out.
Yeah.
Cool. It's all cool, man.
Remember, your karma can be improved by becoming a member of this station. We are the only community radio station in the country that your karma will become much better after donating and become a member of this station and this wonderful family here. You know, because we all work together.
Leave me alone, man. I might fall asleep here or there, Ken.
Yeah, well, you know. You'd love for me to fall asleep, huh?
The thing is,
ideas are exciting. This is what they do on radio so often. They talk so fast, they sound excited, but they're just trying to get through it. I want to savor this request for Dinetto.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah, all right. If that's the case, man, I'll be hanging out with George.
So if you be quiet for a second, sir. I would be more than happy to tell people how to do this. So all you got to do is you go to gmcr.org, and that stands for Gila Mimbres Community Radio, because around here we pronounce G differently than they do in other parts of the country, for all you Northeasters out there. And you can go there, and you push on a button that says donate. Donate. You donate your heart. Donate your soul. Donate some money.
It's like the way Lydia said.
Write a check.
Comes from your heart. Oh, yeah, we have very important news here that we have to throw out right off the bat because of George. And once George does it, you better just...
And another way to do this is we also give Grandly's coming up. And that's going to be on May 4th. And KURU 89.1 FM will once again be at Give Grandly. And down in the Main Street Plaza, downtown Silver City, right over there, close to the station. But you don't have to wait to give. Any donations made to KURU will count toward our fundraising goal. Go to gmcr.org and follow the link on our front page to support community radio in southwest New Mexico. Remember, first-time donations of $25 or more will give you a KURU T-shirt while supplies last. Again, go to gmcr.org today to support KURU for Give Grandly 2024.
And Ken has been working with his voice today. Thank you very much, Ken.
I'm trying to sound like a radio personality. Even though I have no personality at all.
Even though you look like a bearded frog when you did that yoga move, man.
Yeah, well, where else
can you do that?
That's not the only one I do.
Okay.
I can show the others, but I usually do them in the nude, so.
Oh. Oh!
Then I just put a lovely image in front of your eyes.
Oh, man, this that was the worst image I could ever have in my eye, period.
Yeah, basically a skeleton standing up there, you know.
Remember, we're all beautiful.
Senor Flaco.
We're all wonderful.
No, I know. There you go, Linda.
We all have qualities. We all have personalities.
You really want to define body shaming. There you go. No, just joking, Ken. Just joking.
I have big feet. That's why I can do, you know, stand on one foot and do all that stuff, you know. Do the tree, you know.
I think we just found somebody to go give us some classes.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
The East LA. Vamos para East LA.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Well,
we do a couple little skits of Cheech and Chong. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, we can. No, I never know.
Yeah, I never heard anybody talk like that at all, man.
Orale.
In fact, I talked like that until I was like 20. I didn't know until somebody said, "You have a funny accent." And I said, "I don't have no accent, man. What are you talking about, bro?" Yeah, man. I don't know, man. My dad grew up there too, so he talked like that as well. Oh my!
Well,
todos mis hermanos.
Well, check this out. Entertainment's very, very important on these events, and you guys got the best
quality.
And you know what? I would like for Linda to start off with Kiana Huerta, right? And Kiana
Huerta, yes.
Matter of fact, I have to have some really good news. You being from the mining district there, Linda, we're actually going to start kicking off the Music in the Park, and she's actually going to be with the Siempre Band later on the month of June. So, oh, yeah. Kiana, let me tell you, she has gone a long way. She started literally down there in Santa Clara.
Yes, she did. Actually, she practices there in Bayard.
At the Brown Derby. There,
yeah, with the Candelarias. Yeah, she'll practice there. But, yeah, she's an awesome entertainer. She'll be another Selena.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
And she actually... didn't start, but one of her little starts was in our backyard while Carlos is making carnitas.
That's right.
She would sing.
Yep. Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Kiana Huerta.
And she's born and raised here. Family born and raised here, too. Right. Yeah, she's going to be a great entertainer, along with Angelica Padilla. You know, she's
the mariachi queen from Western New Mexico University.
Absolutely. And then our third one, Alyssis Carrillo, she's also born and raised here.
She's actually from the mining district. Hector is just an amazing guy. Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know, but I've Maya Olivas and Jessica Mesa. They're out of Lordsburg. And they're fantastic of what I've heard, too. They're great.
I know Maya. You know but Maya? Jessica Mesa, I'm trying to put a... Put it one and one together on that one.
One of my colleagues, she used to be the probate judge in Hidalgo County, Carmen Acosta.
Carmen, I know who Carmen is.
Yes, Carmen is. I called her and I said, I just saw an event that's going to happen in Lordsburg, and you have a few young ladies on there, and I mentioned the name. She goes, oh, definitely. We have not personally heard either Maya Olivas or Jessica Mesa, but Carmen says they are fabulous, and they're always performing in Hidalgo County. And one thing I wanted to mention on Kiana Huerta, she's also a councilwoman for the town of Hurley.
Well, she's actually the youngest council there in the village of Hurley. And once again, Grant County, Silver City, the mining district, there's another first. Out of the whole nation, she's actually the youngest woman as the council there at the town of Hurley. So we got to be very proud of her.
Very proud of her.
Comes from a good family.
She came to our March 8th event, and she signed up as a member of Fight Like a Girl. So that's why we're including her, hopefully, in everything that we do. And I think the group would like for her to come and talk to the girls because of her being so young. She has something to say, believe me.
We were thinking on getting her, Olga Amador, from the mining district, Francis Gonzalez, because they're all counselors and, council and also trustees. And they're all, wonderful leaders in the community for Hurley, Baird, and Santa Clara. So we're trying to put that together. So I'm so glad you brought that up there, Marianne. Mm-hmm. So glad. And that's going to be right after the walk?
Yes. So right after our walk, we will have entertainment. We'll also have the Silver Stompers, and we all know.
Silver Stompers, oh my goodness. You got the Silver Stompers cranking it up.
They have to be at every function. You know that.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. So we'll have the Silver Stompers, and then we'll have all the entertainment, and we'll be giving out the prizes in between. We'll have raffles and all our vendors, and just sit down, eat some food, and listen to some wonderful music, and bring someone that it has inspired you. It could be your sister, your daughter, your mother. It is the day before Mother's Day, so you could also pick up a gift for your mother.
Yeah, it is. Mother's Day is coming up, huh? What day is Mother's Day, anyway?
The 12th.
The next day.
So that's the perfect place to find a last-minute gift.
Oh, that's right. Mother's Day.
Yes. Wow.
So bring it's, it's a family event.
Yes.
So come on down.
Yes.
And you know what? And I know you guys are going to help us out in the burlesque baseball, and I know you guys are going to be volunteers, and Lydia is going to be, Casey at bat? And that's, I'm telling you, it's just one weekend after weekend after, it's just something going on. And I'm so glad that you guys are going to participate and help volunteer with the burlesque baseball, because that's going to be a lot of fun. And then I just hope you guys wear all your pink. I'm telling you, man, I'm all pinked out just looking at you guys today.
It is about pink. Yep, it is about pink.
Yeah. I know. Well, also, go ahead, Linda.
Get back to Fort Baird to our May 11th fundraiser. Just so you know, we have invited all candidates, since it is an election time right now.
You know what?
We've gone ahead and and invited all candidates to go and join and be there. Everybody's invited, you know. It's what it is, but it'll be really good to have candidates there so people can get to know them if they don't, and, you know, and get their support. And then they will have their fun day with us because it's going to be
Well, if you look at what's going to be happening on May 7th, that's actually to start off with the early voting, and you being a past county clerk, I'm not going to say how many years ago, but there's a lot of passing going on. But it's very important that we need to get the vote out, and we need to really talk about that because we start here in this small community, and we can make a very big, big difference here in this community. And that's where it starts. It's starting small. So that's going to be great come May 7th.
Definitely. I remember being a little girl. My parents would take me to when they were going to vote on election day. And they would dress up a little bit to go vote. And
I know. And it was like a big old party. And then you'd have a little parade. And then you go to all the voting places. Back in the day, you had a bunch of voting places. And, I mean, it was just a day of celebration.
It was a day
before you voted.
And a very special day. And then I remember when I turned 18, my parents walked me into the county clerk's office so I could register to vote. Mm. It wasn't go by yourself because you might register. No, they took me and they made sure that I registered to vote when I turned 18. So.
Yeah, and that's actually going to be happening all these, and it's very, very important that that we need to get out there and vote, man. Let me tell you, porque si.
Absolutely.
Si el voto, si, it counts. Tu voto.
It does. And it can get down to the last nitty-gritty.
And that's happened in the mining district.
Yes.
With the mayor, man, it was one vote.
Wow.
I've seen that happen many a times during this community.
And also in Grant County it happened. There was an election for county commission. The commissioner that was in office lost the election by 3 votes.
Now, which one was that one?
Manuel Serna, and I'm trying to think who his opponent was.
Was it Gregorio? Was it Gregorio Mesa?
Maybe it was Gregorio Mesa. I can't remember his opponent, but it was 3 votes.
3 votes?
3 votes.
So it makes a big difference.
A big difference. So go vote. It makes a difference. And then I feel that if you don't vote, you can complain because it's a free world and it's America, but we were taught in my home, if you don't register to vote and you don't vote, you sort of have to maybe stay in the back burner, but it is a free world. You can say whatever, but I think it's super important. It is a civic duty.
That is awesome. Well, Jimmy, anything you'd like to say? Because Ken is going to be doing the calendar today because there's so much going on. I'm telling you, this month, May, you look at what's going on in May. You guys got Fight Like a Girl. We got the burlesque baseball. We got the actual things with the blues festival. And starting today, all the graduations that give Grandly. Man, now, how does this little community get all this thing together, man? It's just amazing.
It's awesome.
Porque si se puede.
Si se puede, I know. Pan, no, vale mano decir, because Ken will get mad at me if I say anything like that. So, Jimmy, I know you've been sitting there. You have any opinions, anything that you would like to say?
Well, yeah, I've just been here a little over a year, and that's one of the first things I noticed was how many great things were happening in this little community. I mean, 8,000-9,000 people are up to really great things, and yeah.
But you do guys have a – you guys going to participate on the Give Grammy, right?
Oh, yes, we are.
We have a booth.
You got a booth there?
It's, like it's, two booths down from
It's going to be yellow, right? The booth's going to be yellow? Just joking, Lydia.
Number 17?
It's going to be as pink and red as possible.
As pink as red as possible. We are – I think we are – booth 17.
Mm-hmm. Booth 17, so you'll be there on Saturday?
Right, yes, we're right by you guys. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, you guys are 19.
Yes.
Oh, man, you're going to wear it well. Well, look at Ken. He dressed up in pink. Look at him. Well, it looks pink to me. I'm colorblind.
Family.
A shade of pink.
Take out your pink, Raul.
Hey, let me tell you, I got a lot of pink, big time. And you know what? And you'll see me with my cape, and I'm going to start off the hike and give a little speeches here and there and do a little MC. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I really can't wait. We've done it already for how many years?
Well, was it 2 years
ago? It's been about 2 years, two, 3 years ago.
So we're hoping to have a big turnout. I think we will.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had a great response. And so
yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be very busy.
I just want to insert something about the activity seen on Facebook regarding the event on the 11th of May. The pictures for the lineup have been shared 10,000 some odd times. So you guys
really?
May have like a really big crowd.
That's wonderful. Wow.
And you know, and that's the whole thing. You look at Fort Baird, man. Let me tell you, that is that's the heart of Grand County, man. Fort Baird.
Yeah,
no matter
very
how you look
historic,
at it.
Very historic, yeah.
We have to keep that alive.
It's beautiful.
Very much alive. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. But now I know before we hit the calendar, anything that you would like to say, starting with you, Jimmy, then Linda and Marianne, if you would, please.
Well, speaking of Give Grandly, you do not have to wait till the 4th of May to bring us your funds. You can donate online at givegrandly.com.
There you go. And that starts today, right? There.
Actually, it started on the 20th.
20th.
Yeah.
Boy, my news is a little slow on that one, but it's okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. Check it out.
Go ahead, Linda. Yes.
Okay, so May 4th, we'll be out here at Give Grandly next to you guys. Be ready, people. Come prepared. We really want you to come out and support us and hit those red buttons, those donates, whatever. Just let go of those funds because we really need them, and we plan to put them to very, very good use in the community.
Yeah,
and
we had a town
come out and share.
Yeah, we had a town council meeting this last Tuesday, and we spoke with a few individuals about you know, on the nonprofits and so on. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe how many nonprofits here. So mm-hmm. it's quite interesting because spread the wealth. And mm-hmm. I guess Grand County works for free. That's what, yes. what it really comes down to.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And we do it from our heart, right, Marianne?
Because everything we're doing for free. None of this is for us.
Man, I thought, man, well, we're getting six digits here in this radio station, exactly. So don't even go there.
And all this that we have is going to be for the empowerment of these women. It's nothing for us. Dedication to dedicate our time, our hours, leave our homes, you know, whatever, to do this for the community. And
well, look at,
it's a lot of work, yep. but it's going to be worth it.
Yeah. Well delivered and well received. That's yes. pretty much where it's all at.
Yes.
Well, all I can say is that Lydia's program, Fight Like a Girl, is powerful. The community, we have found out, believes in what Lydia's mission is to empower girls and women. And I want to thank everybody because when this group has gone out to collect things and everything you need to put on something, you know how hard that is, Raul. They have been more than generous, and we really appreciate that. So people of Grand County, please come. This is something that's going to make our community better, our workforce better, us better. It's going to make just everything better.
And I'm going to really enjoy wearing my pink cape there.
And don't forget your pink earrings.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm not.
Really nicely on your
on your open doors.
On the open doors of the 55 Chevy.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Linda. Thanks a lot.
Have you ever drank a 55 Chevy?
No, never have.
Mm-hmm, they're awesome.
Ah, carajo.
Brown Derby's closed now, though, but they had a great 55 Chevy.
Ah,
there is such a thing.
I've never heard of it. You bought a 57 Chevy.
55 Chevy, 57 Chevy.
Call it,
it's all Chevy.
After a couple of them, it really doesn't matter.
It don't matter. They all look the same.
Go ahead there, Lydia.
Well, the girls pretty much said what I was going to say. Honestly, we would thank you from the bottom of our hearts. On that day, for the walk, everyone who's participating will get a Fight Like a Girl water bottle. Oh, sorry, we forgot to bring you one, but we'll get one.
No, not a problem. I'll get it then.
And so you have our little wristbands that say Fight Like a Girl, and also a T-shirt. Our first, sign up early. Be there by 8:30 to sign up, and we'll be ready. And it's going to be a beautiful day, and bring your family.
And just remember when they put that thing, that what, Fight Like a Girl,
yes.
our thing on,
yeah.
it doesn't come up.
No, what's nice about it. It's a commitment.
Yeah, right.
So by wearing this, it tells us that you are committed. To if you see something, you're going to do something.
And that's what it's all about.
And that's what it's about. It's just being committed to our community, helping each other out. And we have to.
And there you go. I got mine. Check it out. I've had it on since, I guess, since last month.
Exactly.
But no, man, you guys look great. You guys look great in pink. Make sure, you know, register early. Do the hike. And the entertainment is going to be well received. Trust me. You know, if you got Kiana, you got Alicia Carrillo, and then you have Angelica Padilla and the couple of young ladies from Lordsburg, it's going to be a show. No matter how you look at it. You going to want me to sing too?
Well, you can.
Okay, yeah, all right.
You can
right.
sing, you can dance, you can do whatever you want.
Dance,
you're
prance.
You're going to be the last hurrah.
The last. Hurrah, out of here. Thanks a lot.
Let's not forget our silver stompers. Those ladies, those ladies are awesome. We got to see them here recently dance, and they dress up. They look so cute, and they are in sync. They're really good.
I know, and they've even performed up at the Roundhouse and so on. So, no, it's been great, and I'm so glad you guys came in. And like I said, and thank you for being volunteers also for the event on the 18th for burlesque baseball, and that's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to have a blast, guaranteed.
Okay. Awesome. And we'll try to get more volunteers.
Absolutely. And we got Ken and George. They're actually going to be the coaches for the Flacos y los Gordos. Are you going to be the Gordo or the Flaco? What do you want there, Ken?
What do you think,
huh? No. It'd be fine.
Man, I'm Flaco, man.
Well, we're putting Tony Trujillo as a Flaco, so that should tell you everything.
No body shaming. No body shaming.
That's right.
And George hasn't said a word.
No, he never does.
Well, we keep stealing his mics, you know.
A word.
A word. Well, all right. Thanks a lot. Don't forget, Fight Like a Girl is going to be May 11th. And get there at 8:30, do the hike, and, man, you got to have the tacos, man. It is what it is. It is worth the trip just to have that.
And the sopaipillas.
Freshly made sopaipillas.
Yep. By our
on the spot.
Vice president here.
Oh, he sabe hacer sopaipillas.
My mom, Margaret Chavez, Margaret. Jody Osman, and I'm looking for another volunteer. So
sopaipillas.
We're going to have at least two people going at it with abuelillos and stuff. We want to thank this radio station for being so supportive, Raul. You are truly a Fight Like a Girl advocate, and we really appreciate that so, so much.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of people in Tucson, Arizona wearing that little button.
And shirts.
Oh, no, shirts. Give me some more, man. I'll be spreading them around down in Tucson, all right?
Yes.
Yep. Well, thanks a lot.
In Tucson, you know, the long sleeve ones, black.
No. Oh,
in
yeah.
In Tucson in the summer, that's the best thing to wear.
It's all right.
That's true.
Next time they're going to be pure pink, all right?
Shows how hot you are, man.
All right. But you know what? It's quite interesting that, you know, we have so many events going on in May, June, July. It just goes on. And that's the whole thing about this community. We all work together. We do share together, and not only that, we fund together, and that's what it's all about, you know. And once again, the big event's going to be this May 4th for the Give Grandly.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be exciting about doing all that. So life is good. That's all I got to say. And you know what? I have to say this because I got to go to my trabajo, my job. I got there at 6:30 in the morning, did a few another hour of work, and then I got to get back to work. But right now we're right in the middle of the protest period. I use the word to contest because I don't like the word protest. And you have until the May 1st to, if you have any questions about your value, have any questions that you qualify for your exemptions, like you had a household exemption, your veteran exemption, 100% disabled, and this one's for Ken for the 65-year and older, low income, at $40,000 or less, you can qualify for that, and it actually freezes your value. But if you do have any issues about your valuation, please bring justification on why you think the value should be adjusted.
Yeah, it's okay, invaluable.
And you know what? And I promised the young ladies from Frankenstein. Man, I'm telling you, we have some shining stars coming up real soon for the Frankenstein by Alexander Addy. And that's actually – you can actually get the tickets with the Atrix Studio. Yeah. Frankenstein, get on the website. It's going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Doors open at 6:30. I'm telling you, you're in for a treat. These young individuals, they're amazing on where they're going. And I bet you one of these days we're going to see them in the the big screen down the road because we got to hand it to Wendy Spurgeon and Hallis Harris because they're putting all this thing together, and it just gets better all the time there, Ken.
Right, and they support the community as well. Siobhan was at the bank.
Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Yep.
I know how to say it. I don't know how to spell it. I know how to spell it, too. It's Gaelic spelling.
Siobhan Piper. Piper.
Yeah. Piper.
Siobhan. Piper.
Yeah.
Peter Piper, Peeper, Piper, Piper. Okay, Siobhan. I like that name, Siobhan. Matter of fact, she was out there this weekend for the Earth Day and Candle Divide,
right,
handing out flyers.
Yeah.
And she's a go-getter. So yeah, please support the theaters. They're very, very important.
Tons of them around. So.
All right. Talking about a little bit of acting. Go ahead, Ken. It's all yours now.
Oh, okay.
Orale, por qué, why, how come?
All right. So, well, a big thing that's happening this weekend is a 37th tour of the Gila. And that started yesterday, and it's going today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Actually, if you're driving up into the Gila somewhere, tomorrow's a really good day to do it because the race is going south towards Lordsburg. If you're going towards Lordsburg, it's going to be a very slow go because it'll be 35 miles an hour south of Tyrone, right? And that's going to be happening all weekend. And they had a bunch of stuff in the newspaper about it. You can go out and buy a newspaper. You can look online and become a newspaper subscriber and support another local news thing going on here in this town. We're so lucky to have our own locally owned newspaper and local community radio. And we have all these wonderful people on that are on here today. And also another thing happening today is a songwriter's showcase at the Whiskey Creek Socolo at 11786 Highway 180 East. You can sign up at 7 p.m. The music starts at 7:30 p.m. Don't plan to learn the song between 7 and 7:30. Come prepared. And that's, like I said, out there at the Socolo, you must sign up in person. You can't send somebody else to sign up for you. You have to come there in person and do it and showcase songs you've been working on, because they like to do that. Then other people can participate in telling you what you did wrong. No, to encourage you to do it, find ways to do it better is what I really mean. Each participating writer will get the chance to play three original songs. Also, Friday through Sunday, April 26th, 27th, 28th, doors open at 6:30 to 7, start time. We were just talking about this, Frankenstein by Alexander Atea and presented by the Actrix Studio, a modern Prometheus. Tickets online or at the door, directed by Siobhan Piper. Ask Carol, Friday, April 26th, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., will be at the Whiskey Creek Socolo, and the music starts at 7. Ask Carol is an alternative indie rock duo that has emerged from the remote Norwegian mountain community of Ayuma. Boy, it's a long way from here.
Ayuma.
Yeah, Ayuma. Ready to shake up the music scene. Don't let the small size of this band fool you. With two guitars, drums, synth, Carol's unique bass and guitar system, and a built-in bit of multitasking. All right. Ask Carol packs a punch with a sound as big as a full band. So there you go. That's happening tomorrow night. Also tomorrow, 11 p.m., Designated Mind High Energy Classic Rock. There's an interesting name. And that's going to be at the Little Tall Creek Brewery. That's me backing up. Little Toad Creek Brewery and Designated Mind. Wow. It's a four-member high-energy professional classic rock band from New Mexico. Wow.
And
Designated Mind. What a name.
Designated Mind.
Designated Mind.
And you know what, Ken? I have to interrupt if you want.
I knew that. I knew
I
that.
I mean, you know,
every time you do this.
Newsflash.
Not even a Saturday yet.
Coming from New York. Newsflash. No, just joking, George. The thing is be cautioned. Right now, Taxation Revenue urges taxpayers to be cautioned. There's actually fraudulent letters threatening to seize your properties with tax debit. And it's quite interesting because I saw this about a week ago. The New Mexico Taxation Department is warning taxpayers about the fraudulent demands letters going out to property owners who are their delinquent on their property taxes, okay? And if you have any questions, please call that 1-800 number. And that's actually, or get a hold of charlie.moon@tax.nm.gov, or contact him at 505-670-5406. And let me just say, there is a lot of fraud going on, especially when it comes down to dinero. Anyone who suspects any encounter of fraud activities, contact the department through the fraud hotline, And that's 1-866-457-6789 or email taxfraud, tax.fraud at taxnm.gov. But I've been seeing quite a few letters coming in on that. So please be cautioned because the property taxes for the second half is due on May 10th. Boy, everything's happening on May 10th. Careful. What's going on? Buy like a girl, fraudland.
Be careful.
Property taxes.
May 11th.
May 11th. Right. I'm sorry. May 10th.
I haven't been able to get there yet.
Well, I'll get there May 10th, and I'll be waiting for you guys. How about
anyway,
that?
On Saturday, April 27th, 8 to 11 p.m., CWA Iwan Band, Little Toad Creek Brewery, foot drums, guitar, vocals, harmonica, C.W. Ion may call the southwestern deserts of New Mexico home, but his soul is deeply rooted in the blues and grooves of the Mississippi Hill Country. But Betty's glad he's not there, though. Anyway, Sunday, April 28th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., March Divide, Little Toad Creek Brewery. There's another interesting name, March Divide. Music critics have described the March Divide's Jared Putnam songs as impressively hooky. American songwriter with classic pop hooks, sort of like the pirate in the Walt Disney movie, you know, about the guy who flies around. That guy. Captain Hook, Peter Pan, that's the one, yeah. Monday, April 29th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Lighthall Theater, 1000 West College Avenue, Silver City, New Mexico. Hampton Sides, American historian, author, and journalist. He's the author of Hellhound on His Trail, Ghost Soldiers, Blood and Thunder, On Desperate Ground, and other best-selling works of narrative history and literary nonfiction. He will be discussing his latest work, The Wide, Wide Sea. Boy, that sounds like kind of a letdown after the other ones, you know. Wow. But I mean, I'm sure it's a really good one. And especially maybe the scary thing about it is you're in the middle of the Wide, Wide Sea with all that plastic. Okay, Wednesday, May 1st, 7 to 9 p.m., Whiskey Creek Zocalo. William Tyler with Luke Schneider. First Come, Limited Seating. Oh, that's not the name of the band, though. Anyway, is proud to present country musician William Tyler, whose third studio album was hailed by Rolling Stone as one of the best country albums of the year, joined by the amazing Nashville pedal steel guitar player Luke Schneider. That's the Whiskey Creek Zocalo. This is a First Come Limited Seating show, so you have to buy tickets ahead of time. Please buy in advance to ensure a seat and advance pricing. So if you call in advance, they'll give you advance pricing. What is that?
Advance pricing.
Anybody know what advance pricing is? Is it more? Anyway, that's Whiskey Creek Zocalo.
And there you go. And sorry, Ken, but this is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, New Mexico. You can also stream us at gmcr.org. Please help. Donate money for the radio station. We got a big Give Grandly coming up on the 4th of May. So please check it out and see. And you guys have a fantastic day because I am. Love each other and love you, PJ.
Love you, Ralph.